Mr. Juan García Gallardo Frings, who is the vice president from the region Castilla and León, Spain. Mr. García Gallardo has the background, inter alia, in the legal studies, extensive legal practice, and the business law. So interesting to see whether the politics and legal aspects are coming out in your speech. Please.
Thank you very much for the presentation. For me, it's an honor to share the floor with such an amazing colleagues. I agree with most of the concerns and ideas that they have exposed, and I would like to expose mine in the minutes I have. First of all, I would like to talk about my region. Castile y León is the biggest region in Spain. Its extension is 94,000 square kilometers, and we are the biggest rural area in Spain and the third in Europe. We are known for many things. We are the region in Europe with the most world heritage, even more than the archifamous Tuscany from Italy that many of you may know. But you have to know that in Castile y León we have even more. That makes us be leaders in some areas like rural tourism, where we are the first in Spain. But also we have other things that make us a very interesting region. We are the leaders in food production. We have a very strong agri-food industry. We have also a very strong automotive industry, but we have many other areas in which we are very, very strong. We have 9 universities, 4 of them public, 5 private. We have 32 research centers. We have 2,500 innovative companies, but for us it is not enough. We could stay still, but we prefer to keep fighting and growing and offering our people a better future with an economic growth. In this line, since our entrance in the government, we have made innovation our political priority, at least in the economic part. We attended an international startup event in Salamanca. It's called Startup Olé, where Ms. Gabriel attended, the Commissioner of Innovation. And there we heard about a project that was called Innovation Valley. So when we hear it and we had like a little meeting with the commissioner, we said, that's our opportunity. So we started working on it. We started writing the project to join this club. And finally, some weeks ago, we could present it in my hometown, Burgos, where we were pleased to present the first Innovation Valley from the whole European Union. The first from more than 200 regions in all Europe. And that's not a casualty. That's that means it is the result of having a public policy oriented to innovation and a public policy that thinks innovation is important. Nowadays, we are preparing. Today, we have had a meeting with the Coalition of the Willing to prepare a trip to Silicon Valley, where, as you know, it's a very important place for startup entrepreneurship, and where we are going to go to tell what are we doing for startups, for innovation, for business angels, for businesses, and also we are going to go there to learn how they are doing and to take the best practices to our society, to our regions, because we think that the future must be built learning the best practices from abroad and continuing with the good things that we had. As my colleague from Romania has finished his speech, I also think that we have to innovate from tradition. We cannot start up from zero. We have to continue with the activities that have been made in the rural areas for centuries, making them better, making them more efficient, and adapting them to the 21st century. For this reason, we are trying to take startups, entrepreneurs, digital nomads to our villages. And for this reason, this program, the Startup Village program, is a very interesting one. But we think this is not enough. We have to put the focus on the people that is already living their lives in the rural areas, in our villages, and we have to make their life better. I think that living in rural areas should not be a handicap. It should be a good thing. So I think it's a duty for all the politicians, for all the public administration, to make a big effort to make it easy to install and to stay in the rural areas. We have to give them good healthcare systems. We have to offer a good education. We have to maintain a good infrastructure. We have to put the focus on mobility. And of course, and it's a thing that concerns me a lot, we have to offer a good internet connectivity. And I would like to put the focus on this for the future and ask the national government in Spain to help us in this challenge. I think that innovation is not a thing from urban areas only, as I have heard by one of my colleagues. Actually, innovation was started, the biggest step in innovation was made in rural areas. Think about how the society passed from fishing and hunting to get food, to get food and to get feed, and they passed to a model of agriculture, having a smaller piece of territory of land to produce much more food. I think that's the reason why we should put the focus on innovation on rural areas, because they know how to do it. They have been doing it during the past years and centuries, and they'll do it again to survive. I've heard many times the importance of innovation. I would like to say that without innovation, there is not competitiveness. And we need competitiveness to have a bright future for our people. And our regions cannot compete with foreign countries or with other parts of the world in labor costs. We cannot leave the protection of nature apart, but what we have to do to compete with other parts of the world is with innovation, with technology, and promoting knowledge. For this reason, I agree with what I've heard here, that we should promote cooperation between companies and universities and give money to programs that are oriented in this way. Also, what I think is that in other times, gold and silver was what made a country or a region rich or poor, having it or having it not. And today, as I have heard from my colleagues, we should put the focus on knowledge. So I think we are in the good way. We have given innovation a good part of our government. And we are going to follow this path, giving more money to research and development, giving more money to innovation, making better water infrastructures to our people of the primary sector. But what I think is that we must remember three words and put them in practice in relation with rural areas and people living in our villages. We have to listen to them more, because sometimes we are doing regulations, we are approving legislation from the cities without listening to the people living in rural areas. I've been seeing this with a great concern in my home country, and I think that we must remember that also in Brussels, because sometimes we are putting so many bureaucracies, so many regulations. We make people in the rural areas being all the time with papers, going to the city, fighting with the public administration, And what we have to do is to give them freedom to do their activities. We have to help them to modernize their companies. And I think that if we do so, we'll bring them a better future. And that's it. I keep the attention to the rest of the speakers, and I would be glad after to answer all the questions you may have.
Well, thank you very much, Vice President. And also from my side, congratulations for being then the or creating the Innovation Valley, indeed, and in the large rural area. So that is quite an achievement. And maybe that is something what you said, it's a local